USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the New START treaty this week. That would have been the first arms reduction talk since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. Protests against China's stringent COVID regime failed to take place Monday night as authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital and other major cities to deter a repeat of the weekend demonstrations. Beijing, Shanghai, and elsewhere, crowds largely stayed away, despite plans to gather disseminated on social media. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. A possible railroad workers' strike could happen as soon as next week. Tim Berg has more from Phoenix.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. The business groups wrote a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senators on Monday reached an agreement to speed up passage of legislation to codify the right to gay and interracial marriage, setting up a final vote on Tuesday. The Respect for Marriage Act, after months of negotiations, and puts the bill one step closer to being signed into law. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has now traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. The uncrewed Orion beat the record achieved by Apollo 13 in April of 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some Americans are still trying to get home after bad weather forced thousands of flight delays over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and storms forecast for Tuesday threaten even more travel woes. Tornadoes are forecast for regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee today, and folks in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi should remain on high alert for tornadoes. The White House press secretary appears to be unaware of much regarding Nobel Peace Prizes. Victoria Idoni has more from the nation's capital.
On Monday, President Biden hosted this year's American Nobel Prize winners for a congratulatory visit. That was followed by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the news, which became the story.
Today, President Biden met with 3 U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
4 times in a row, she made the reference to the Nobel Prize instead of Nobel. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The United States soccer team will play Iran in a few hours in their quest for the World Cup. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.